Great day, amazing humans. Yes. And welcome to Thriving Thursdays on the Own Your Thrive podcast. Are you ready to be inspired by chewable size episodes? Well, I think you are. So let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes. Welcome to another episode of Thriving Thursdays. I am joined by the one and only Gabby Mamone. And yes, I'm using my hands. And I think my neck and my head and my shoulders.
Thank you. Thank you very much for not asking me to sit on my hands so that I can speak with you. Well, I'm excited about this episode because I have had the distinct pleasure of seeing you on stage perform brilliantly your You Matter speech. Oh. More than once. And of course, I have seen it many, many times online because, yes, audience, it has gone viral on more than one platform. So I'd like to hand it off to you and can tell us about your You Matter speech and, you know, where that came from.
Wow. You know, whew. So 2014, Eric Thomas, listening to a mixtape in a time in my life where I, you know, was going through something, and his words, You Matter, came on. And it's an amazing mixtape. If you actually Google it, you'll find it. Me and my Google, right? Mm-hmm. And he talked about, you know, walk like you matter, talk like you matter, think like you matter. He in the video, in the official video that he posted on his You Matter message, he was also, interestingly enough, took an excerpt from a book that I was reading at that same time. Mm-hmm. And it was a book that Julie had given me, my first book I read on, I would say, the intentional start of my self-development journey, A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. Mm-hmm. And it's our deepest fears are not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fears are that we're powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, to be gorgeous, to be talented, to be fabulous? So yeah, you like just go and find that quote. Like just if anything, just Google our deepest fears and you'll definitely come up with it. And it was just the synchronicity of that. Like I'm reading this book, A Return to Love. I'm learning to really let go of that which has harmed me over the years and mm-hmm. fill it with love in its place. And then I'm getting this video from him where I feel like he's directly talking to me saying that it's important that you do this work because you matter. You know, and he, you know, if you know Dr. Eric Thomas, he talks certain, he's like, mm-hmm. you matter, like, you know, he's like, you matter. I want you to walk like you matter and talk like you matter and think like you matter. And I was like, okay, you know, literally I was like, okay. And there is a YouTube, it's on my YouTube channel, clip of me that morning. I got on video. I didn't have a platform, really. I didn't have an audience or anything, but I got on video, maybe my four Facebook followers, and I shared the message. And I remember I was at work and I had bangs, and I look at that video this summer and I was like, oh my God, I was so young. And yeah. I was just like, oh my God, I just heard this most amazing thing. And it was like, it was speaking to me, and it was Eric Thomas, and he's saying, you matter. And I want you to know that you matter. And so it wasn't just that I took that message for myself, but I wanted to share it because it was so powerful and I knew what it done for me. And to be quite honest, I parked it. Like I shared that in 2014, and I parked it in terms of sharing it any further than that on a platform. But those words always resonated with me. And I often listened to that mixtape. So then fast forward all these years of, you know, working on, you know, intentionally on my self-development and all of the learning of wisdom that I came to, and, you know, God bless Speaker Slam, because it was that competition mm-hmm. that really had me go back, because identity was my theme for my very first, that my July comp. And I recognized that those were the two catalysts. Those are the two real strong turning points. Those two words, mm-hmm. I said them to myself every day from that day on. It was part of my mantra, you know, you matter. I'd be looking at myself for the first time ever, like really looking at myself in the mirror and seeing potentially somebody that I could really love, you know, and why? Because you matter, you know? And then I realized that that was my story. That was it. Like it was returning myself back to love, starting again from there and doing it because you matter. And when I say you, I'm looking at myself and saying, you matter, Inc. And I remember going into that competition. I think John Ribeiro had, you know, I sent him my first iteration of the, of my speech. And I remember he returned back to me. He says, do you want to win? I was like, yeah. He's like, then come again. Come again. Oh. I was like, oh, okay. He says, nice dreamy story, but not powerful, you know? So anyway, so I took it back and I came back with another iteration, but I also realized, and you know, in hindsight, I was the first speaker that night. And I know I was really powerful. You know, I don't need somebody to tell me. I know I delivered. I know I delivered. But I'll be honest with you, when I sat back and reflected, when I didn't win, and you know, you get the, oh my God, you should have won, you know, from people you didn't even know. But that didn't, you know, I just knew that there was a bigger plan. God had a bigger plan for me. And I know, and I say this humbly, but I felt the speech was bigger than that room it was delivered in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I said that to you.
I said that to you even.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a door directly in front of the stage. And I remember at one point I was pointing and looking out at the street on the other side. I was looking at the storefront on the other side, not even any of the people in the room. And I remember that. That's how big and massive that speech felt. Okay. So I didn't win. And all of that, not winning, the feelings, the emotions that comes with that, right? And it wasn't until Power Positivity picked up my video. And it was interesting because the founders had said that they also sent it to Goldcast, but they chose the winner's video instead because they didn't feel they can build a story from the speech. Mm-hmm. And Power Positivity, A+, and one other one, Inner Light Media, picked it up. Mm-hmm. And between all of those, over 3 million views, over 10,000 shares, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands, well, thousands of comments, to be quite honest. Yes. And it felt good. And in that moment, I said, you know what? It was never for me to win. Yeah. Because it was people around the world that were receiving that message and feeling it on, you know, kids, even like young girls, mothers wanted to share with their daughters. And I was like, wow, it was just the vessel to deliver that message out to the world. So that was last year. Okay.
That was your hype win. Yeah.
That was the hype of July, August timeframe. What caught me by surprise was this year when Goldcast just randomly reached out, said we found Goldcast Curation, reached out to me an email saying, we saw a speech that you did at Fearless Voices. That was like 2 years ago. And it was a longer You Matter speech. And they said, we want to use it. Are you okay? So they cleared it with John, the Fearless Voices founders, to get their video. I didn't know what they were going to do with it. And weeks passed. And then one day, Rena from Speaker Slam emailed me frantically at night. She's like, oh my God, are you there? Can you call me? And I was like, mm-hmm. I text, what's up? And she says, oh my God, Goldcast is posting your video tomorrow. So I was like, what? In my head, I was like, why is Rena telling me? Like, I knew John, you know what I mean? So connected the dots the next day. They took both stories and stitched them together and built that. Yeah. Wow. So they took some of what I said, a clip of what I said in the Fearless Voice speech and the majority of the goal of the Speaker Slam speech. And they made that clip. And let me tell you something, the power of sharing our stories. If we really think about it, it was 3 minutes and 17 seconds. Mm. It's gone worldwide, like bigger than even what I experienced with Power Positivity and Inner Light Media and A+ all entwined, because I have not felt such response back from the world as I did from that share. And Goldcast posted it on Facebook. It's also on Instagram. Somebody took it and put it on, it went viral on LinkedIn. And then people from Australia, South Africa, Egypt, India, Mexico, US, Canada, Nigeria, Ghana, there's another East African country, Kenya, Italy, like all like in my like DMing me, telling me where they're first of all, telling me where they're from, telling me why they're blown away and why that message meant so much to them. And again, not the win, but mm-hmm. that was never for me to win. It was, mm-hmm. it was, I was the vessel toward to, and look at when that message has gone out.
Yeah.
This time with COVID-19, you know,
right.
because I did that a whole, not a whole year ago, but last July, and Goldcast said no,
mm-hmm.
but God had different plans, you know?
Right.
And just it's you matter is just something that we don't tell ourselves and we need to. And I'm going to continue to spread it wherever I go. Every stage I'm on, I usually end my speeches with a you matter talk, you know.
I love that. And, you know, I'd like to interject by saying maybe you didn't place at that competition, but you did win. That
yes, I know. Yeah.
That yeah. was your win, right?
Yeah.
Because not everybody that placed has a Goldcast video or no. has a video that's gone viral.
Yeah.
You so you did win. You did win. And
if I if so I can share something really quickly and yeah. and you know, since this is my podcast, I'm allowed to go over time, right? So I let me just tell you a bit of this win, like the magnitude of it, because it's still unfolding. I 2018, I had the pleasure of interviewing some of our senior executives at one of our corporate external recruiting function. Mm-hmm. And after that function, a few Nigerian girls came up to me and they were kind of in awe of, you know, I say that humbly, they were in awe that I was who I was, like just, you know, myself and, yes. you know, and so we took this selfie and a couple of days after, I remember I got this Holy Spirit tickle that said, reach out to the girl who sent it to you. Ibuka is her name. And I sent her a message and said, I'd love to open up a WhatsApp chat with you and the others in this picture so I can support you because they were new to the country and they're all from Nigeria. So we started this group and I told them one of the best lessons is on my vision board as I look at it here in my room, that the best way to become a billionaire is to help a billion people. And Nigeria, for those of you that don't know, is the sixth most populous country in the world. There's about 200 million of us. And then that's just in the country alone. Yeah, there's some externals, but, you know, maybe about 180, maybe native and, you know, but a lot. There's a million. We're talking about hundreds of millions of us and then around the world. So we're mighty in terms of numbers. And I always knew that I want to have an impact, do something to really continue to keep, you know, put Nigeria on the map and in my own way, whatever way that would be, you know. And I had mentioned that to those women that, you know, if we really band together and celebrate our gifts and create together, you know, we can impact hundreds of millions of Nigerians. And I called it the multi-million dollar Nigeria club, right? And so anyway, so fast forward, it started with five. The group now has about 60 women in there. And again, the majority of them, maybe just a couple, were new to the country. That's always been the basis. They're not born here, you know?
Yeah.
And I share all that because interestingly enough, when Goldcast posted the video, it was Tuesday, two Tuesdays ago. There was a whole fury in my social media, right? And then it quieted down. And then on Friday, that same Friday that week, there was a whole fury again. And I was like, what the hell? You know, what's going on? And I found out that there was a Nollywood. So Nollywood is like our Hollywood, Nigerian Hollywood. And it's the third largest. So just saying, putting it out there. So a Nigerian actress, like an award-winning actress who had seen the video on Goldcast and posted it on her page. And she has seen it on Tuesday. And on Thursday, she had an event. It's a K-8 event that she has that brings women and young women together and really talks about, loving their dark melanin. Because in Nigeria, there's an epidemic around bleaching. And she said that video really resonated with her and she played it at the event. And then she decided to post it on her page. And so that's the Blex blow up. And then there was somebody said, your video went viral in Nigeria. So I'm like, look at, like, you know, you think about something that you just innocently kind of said in 2018 to it kind of manifesting in this way. It's big, like, you know, and again, it touches, you know, if you didn't watch our Lead with Love episode, you might want to go back to that. It was two Thursdays ago. And because that's what I'm talking about. When you leave from a really good place, what you're able to create will be beyond your wildest dreams. Like God just takes,
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so I have to share that again.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing that. I have two last questions before we wrap up. The first is, how can someone see your You Matter speech? Where do they go?
Just go on Google.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you love Google.
So all jokes aside, on my Instagram, which, you know, my links are shared as part of the show notes, so you can definitely get from there. My YouTube channel, it's on there, and then it's on Goldcast, but I mean, they publish so much content that you'd have to scroll down a bit, but and I can't remember the date that it was posted. If I look at the, anyways, but you can find it from my page because I have less content.
Right.
Or yeah, just Google me. You'll find it.
Wonderful. And lastly, I know you well enough to know that you love to create amazing experiences for people. So maybe can you just tell us the message in your You Matter speech and leave that with us today?
Yeah, sure. No problem. I think one, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and point to that person and say, you matter. Because if you don't tell yourself that you matter, who's going to? And if you're the only person in that day that said you matter to yourself, that's enough. And it's getting to that. So, you know, and then after that, walk like you matter. You know, I said, because your swag is fly, and talk like you matter because your speech is to teach, and think like you matter because your thoughts call your shots. But most of all, I need you all to remember you matter.
Oh, that's so prolific. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay, and on that note,
yes, we're out. Bye-bye. So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.